Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Today's topic, your home as an investment.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about investment property, and I think that it is extremely applicable to residential as well. So when you hear Bob talking commercial investment, consider the possibility that it does apply in your residence. It is an investment. I just talked to someone yesterday who said, I don't care about resale, Marcia. I'm going to die in this house. Well, that's a fabulous plan, but things may not go as planned. You may need some of the proceeds out of that sale to sustain life at some point, heaven forbid, or you may want to, your heirs will deal with it if you don't. So it is an investment at some level, and it's relevant.
Well, it's an investment of a fairly high magnitude. It's not something I can save my this week's lunch money and go out and buy one. You do have to plan. You do have to save. You do have to do a number of different things to be able to afford the purchase price, because you're going to be borrowing the majority of the money. And the lender looks at what's known as your global financial position. What do you look like? Do you have the capacity through your vocation and other forms of income that would be able to sustain periods where you may not be pulling in quite as much as you were at the moment?
Now, let's look at how you look at the investment itself, whether it's a home or commercial or industrial, right, or multifamily. When you're looking at it, there's the income approach to value, which is seldom used in single family, but still relevant in my opinion. If for some reason you had to leave the area for a job and you still had this real estate here and you'd said it's not a good time to sell, it may become a rental for a period of time. So there's different approaches. That's one. Replacement value is the way the insurance companies usually look at a property.
But the income approach is a consideration when you do have a home, especially if you think, you know, this is a great location. It doesn't fit my needs in the future, but it certainly does for the next couple of years. Well, as you come to the end where you say, I now need to find a different property and I could rent this one out, you might be surprised what it would rent for. And maybe you simply retain that property as a rental and go from there. And that does represent a large equity position that could be used if you sold it in exchange to another one or whatever. But it's a great opportunity.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.